Our final article this month is about a piece of clothing that most of us have in our wardrobes. It's the ubiquitous hoodie.
A timeless garment. There is a hoodie in almost every contemporary wardrobe, but it's a piece of clothing with a long history. It can be traced back at least as far as ancient Greece and Rome. For centuries, going back to the Middle Ages, it was standard apparel for monks. By the 17th century, it had taken on a more elegant air, often being worn by fashionable urban ladies if they wanted to hide their faces when they ventured outside, on a visit to a lover, for instance. The modern-day version that we're all familiar with dates back to the 1930s, when it was introduced by the US clothing company Champion. It was a purely practical item, designed to offer extra warmth to athletes and later adopted by labourers who worked in freezing conditions.
At the movies. The hoodie's contemporary success began in the mid-1970s, and Hollywood was at least partly responsible. First came the boxing movie Rocky, starring Sylvester Stallone. It was easily the most successful film of 1976, both critically and commercially. When not stripped to his boxing shorts, Stallone spent most of that film wearing a classic sports hoodie as he trained. The following year brought an even bigger hit, Star Wars, which introduced a monk-like hoodie as essential clothing for any self-respecting Jedi Knight. Coincidence? We'll never know.
The dark side of the hoodie. Hoods have always conveyed a certain sense of menace. In fiction, the Grim Reaper is always depicted with a hood, and in real life, they were worn by executioners to hide their faces. Today, as fashionable as it may be, the hood is also often associated with danger and antisocial behaviour for many people. In Britain, where the term hoodie is now used to describe antisocial youths, there have even been attempts to ban young people from wearing them in certain public places, such as nightclubs, schools, and shopping centres.
A universal fashion item. The hoodie's finest hour was in the 1980s, when it became the essential item of clothing in New York's hip-hop culture. Rappers, breakdancers, skateboarders, and graffiti artists all adopted it. Some because it was comfortable and warm in winter, others because it offered an amenity when you were transgressing the law. Soon, the simple piece of clothing had acquired an attractively rebellious image. Even today, when hoodies are everywhere and top fashion brands offer designer versions, it hasn't quite lost that early sense of urban cool.
Power to the people. From its appearance on the streets of New York in the 1970s, the hoodie has never stopped evolving, despite its mixed connotations. Today, it is the daily uniform of tech billionaires such as Mark Zuckerberg, signifying their rejection of the traditional notion of suit-wearing corporate leaders. Hoodies are worn by political leaders in their leisure time as a signal to voters that they are in touch with ordinary people. They've even been worn by members of the British royal family. And we're not just talking about the younger generation. Queen Elizabeth II herself has been photographed wearing a hoodie while driving. Seriously, she's down with the people.